Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens podcast. I'm Hope McMath, director at the Kummer Museum. As part of our 50th year celebration, we are really embracing technology, and one of those technologies is podcasting. We feel like this new medium will advance our mission of engaging, inspiring, and educating visitors and the general public. A podcast is basically an audio or video show released on a regular basis and subscribed to through iTunes. Think of a podcast as a radio or television show that airs every once in a while. Think of iTunes as a DVR or TiVo. You use it to find and subscribe to shows. There are many types of podcasts available in the iTunes store, everything from CNN, ESPN, Sesame Street, National Geographic, and now the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens. We'll use podcasts to communicate with you about events and exhibits going on at the museum. We hope that you go to iTunes and subscribe to the Kummer podcast. It's easy. Just search for Kummer Museum and click the subscribe button. If you enjoy the podcast, leave us a review. Reviews help establish credibility and encourage others to subscribe, further helping the Kummer spread its message and its mission. Our next show, episode number 2, is very exciting. As part of our relaunch of the Lovett Gallery and the redesign of our Meissen collection of porcelain, we tell the intriguing and sometimes violent past of the Meissen collection. If you have ever used a guide by cell tour, we think you will find this a much more engaging experience and immersive as well. Beginning on May 13th of 2011, you can take your listening device to the gallery or borrow one from the Kummer Museum's front desk. If you have a smartphone or tablet device, you can interact with pieces in the Meissen collection using our new interactive app developed by the fine folks at Wingard Creative. Select cases will feature scannable codes that launch more detailed views of our favorite pieces. Finally, to give you a hint of what's coming in the future, I'd like to introduce you to Kummer curator Holly Karras.
We have really two very diverse exhibitions coming up in the fall that we're very excited about at the Kummer Museum. The first one will open in August. It's called One in Three, Solving Our Dropout Crisis. And this is a partnership between the Kummer Museum, the Jacksonville Public Education Fund, WJCT, United Way, and many other organizations in town. You might not know it, but one in three students does not graduate from Duval County Public Schools. And that's a statistic that should be really important to everyone. The exhibition at the Kummer will focus on 20 stories from young people who have been through the system, who have made it out of the system, and who are struggling to make it out of the system, and really will bring awareness to this very important problem in our community. Later in the fall, we have another very exciting exhibition. This one is a collection of paintings and watercolors done by American artist Eugene Savage. Now, Savage is best known as a mural painter, but in the 1930s, he traveled to the Florida Everglades and became enchanted by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. And for the next 20 years, he created nearly 100 works that really document and romanticize the time that he spent with the Seminoles in South Florida. It's a remarkable collection that the Kummer purchased several years ago and has been undergoing extensive conservation just in order to bring it forward for our 50th anniversary celebration.
Well, no doubt the Kummer certainly has a future of very diverse exhibitions. I mean, everything from porcelain to issues of education to images of the Florida Seminole.
And so, don't forget, we've got the French Impressionists coming up in 2012, too. So something else to look forward to.
That's terrific. So we hope to see you often at the Kummer.